presenting Channeling Eric's Hour of Enlightenment.
Make fun of somebody today because I'm so pissed off, guys. You know, I have a sale on Atlantis Gear stuff, so I got flooded with orders. And guess what happened today? I mean, actually yesterday. My She Shed AC went out, and it's like super hot here. So it's like I did the work yesterday. It was awful because I have to wear a full copper suit and scrubs on top of that, and, you know, a copper headband and a copper neckie, and, you know. So we got the AC guy to come out, so we're trying to figure out how long it's going to take for him to get the parts, I gotta lash out. I'm kidding. I really don't have to. I'm not that bad off. I'm teasing. Anyway.
And that Texas heat.
Oh, my God. It's like 100, real deal, 100 and something.
Yeah.
In the shade. Okay. Well, we got a very exciting show. We got Amanda Holderness. Who's going to share her journey with us. We've got, of course, my lovely boy, Eric, and we've got Michelle Gray at thehealingh-art.com. So it should be fun. Hi. Michelle, Eric, Amanda, where do you want to start?
Hello, I think Amanda's got a lot to share with us today. Amanda,
right, Amanda,
we're so happy to have you.
Yes,
please so much. Everything.
So everything, okay. It's a big story. So again, my name is Amanda. I am 29. I'm a wife and mother to 3 big furry rescue boys, a big animal lover here in St. Louis, Missouri, is where I'm at. Yeah.
Awesome.
So I'll just go ahead and dive in. Is that okay?
That's great. That's perfect.
Okay. So, I am a medium with a strong emphasis in angel readings, but the gift did not emerge until I faced a 15-year battle with an eating disorder head on. So what's crazy is I was an avid viewer when Channeling Eric first started up, and I watched all the YouTube videos for a solid 2 years when it first started up. So I was about... I'm 29 now. I was about 21, I'd say. But then I fell away from it after a couple years just from life getting in the way. One thing that's really interesting is, I'm sure people have said this before, but I had the biggest crush on Eric. I thought he was so sweet.
He
seemed like such a fun personality. And he and you, Lisa, you gave me such hope in really dark times in my life. You and the mediums and Eric, like, you have no idea. You got me through so much. So I really resonated with the teachings from the past mediums and Eric and you. And I was never able to connect with Eric or Spirit or the other side at that time. I just knew that there was truth in what you guys were saying. I resonated with it. I always thought it would be cool to have that gift of mediumship, but I didn't ever have it at that time. And it's been, 6 years since I last really watched Channeling Eric? Let me get into my eating disorder, and then we'll kind of circle back to Eric. So for about 15 years, I've been struggling with binge purge, and nobody knew. Growing up, I was never... the skinny one. My weight always fluctuated rather dramatically, but nobody knew my struggle. I was strategic about it. My family had no idea. I did this at a range of sizes too, between 165 pounds and 280 pounds. Nobody really thinks twice about like the bigger girl with an eating disorder. And I was embarrassed to be going through that, multiple times a day. It doesn't pick, just the small people. It's everybody. It was a cycle, and it was a cycle that I thought would end, another day or the next day, never that day. So at 29, I am also remarried. I got married really, really young to the first man that ever really loved me. Self-love was difficult for me. That was right after graduating college. That marriage wasn't right, and we divorced, but he didn't even know my struggles and my sadness. He had no idea about the eating disorder. Nobody did. So after getting out of that and years of self-work, I got down to around 165, and my diet worked for me, but the ED, the eating disorder, it was still there, and it was my norm, and so was body dysmorphia. That was super real as well. So I eventually met my now husband, but I also hid it from him. I felt bad hiding it from him, but I was good at hiding it from him. I didn't want him to know. It wasn't until I listened to a podcast about 6 months ago, actually, where they discussed EDs, and they talked about how it was like a drug. It was in that moment that something in me knew I needed to get help. I'm pretty logical, I'd say. I'm educated, but I never thought of it as an addiction, which is crazy. What? You know? I always thought I would stop.
And
now,
what you've done?
Right.
Yeah.
In that mindset, you know, you don't think about it.
The neurotransmitters that are involved in this. Yes.
Yeah. So looking back now with my logical brain, if you can't stop something for 15 years, you know, there's a problem. So I was really scared, but I knew I had to tell someone. So I was laying in my bathtub completely vulnerable as I was listening to that podcast. And I told my husband. He was in another room. I couldn't face him, but I just told him. And he's a rock star.
Right.
He's like 1,000% supportive, and he helped
me
get a therapist.
What an amazing guy.
Yeah, right?
Oh.
He even went to therapy with me when I asked him to, and it was great. So I'm really thankful for him, and I know I wouldn't be where I'm at in the recovery process and in using my gifts if it were not for him. Now, after doing the therapy for a few months, I was still in my usual habits, but there was awareness now. Things slowly got a little bit better, but the urge was still there. I would still, you know, go to the store when my husband was working or at the gym, and I'd get a big portion of something, then methodically, you know, get rid of it. I was desperate for healing, and I heard some things about Reiki, so I took my first Reiki class. It was calming for me. It was really calming for me, Reiki, and I decided to take a different class at that same facility, and I met a lady named Angie who told me about a certification class called Angelic Reiki. What's funny about that one is the class was like, it was $400 or $500 for a weekend session to get certified and learn all this. And I thought it was too much. So I made a joke to myself, I guess the universe now, saying that if I made that amount in an options trade in the stock market, that I would sign up for the class. I'm not kidding you. A few minutes later, I made a trade, and I made exactly what I needed to the T.
We'll
take that class. So I was like, okay, universe, I'll just, you're telling me something, so I'll sign up. So I did. So Angelic Reiki, just for listeners and for you guys, Angelic Reiki, it's a healing method that works with the highest vibrations in the angelic realm and ascended masters to bring about healing. It's like Reiki, except I'm working with angels. And in my opinion,
yeah,
it's just
never,
amplified.
Until you emailed me, I never heard of that. So that's very cool.
So Archangel Metatron passed this angelic Reiki system of healing to Kevin Kaur from October 2002 to February 2003. So in the big scheme of things, it's newer relatively. But again, it's just like regular Reiki, but angels and guides come in, and it's crazy. So for me, it all sounded really, really woo to me. I didn't know that I would be in the class because I like solid evidence and solid proof. I learned so much. I learned about like clearing and cleansing meditations, contracts and cutting cords. I was never someone to meditate ever before, but something changed in me. I do meditations now all the time, and super, it's easy to get into meditation for me. So,
God, you're so lucky.
Yeah.
Not me.
You can do it. You can do it. They're cool.
No.
So,
sure.
We got into the Akashic. Yeah, we got in. You can. I know you can.
Know.
We got into the Akashic records. And the Akashic records, for those that don't know about it, it's a dimensional field of energy that contains the vibrational record of every soul and every experience. It's like past, present, and future lives to basically to try and simplify it. In our human mind, it's like kind of like a library in a different dimension. Mm-hmm. So I'll have the ability to access it, I found out. And I had my first ever, like, clear as day connection with the other side when I was practicing with a fellow student at that angelic Reiki session. It was insane. It left me speechless. It was crazy. Absolutely crazy.
Can I interrupt?
Though, too.
Of course. I'm at Eric. What is the cool, special thing about Amanda? Does she have galactic roots and starseed? I mean, was she a powerful healer in another life, in a future life, et cetera? There's something more to this. So, Eric, can you share that with us?
I will share. Okay. I'm going to interrupt and say I will share more about Eric, too, at the end, too. But, yeah, go ahead. Sorry, Michelle.
Okay. What Eric is just saying to me, and it's funny because he's showing me, I'm making, like, little notes as you're talking. He's giving me, like, little tidbits about your connection, and mm-hmm. it does actually go quite far back. And so you may not know some, you may already know some of this, but
mm-hmm.
He says that the two of you, and I always say this wrong when I say this word, but Mesopotamia, yeah, I don't know if I'm saying it right.
Yeah, that's not an easy one.
Okay, all right, so I killed it, so sorry, but.
No, you did well.
Way back then, because he says, like, ancient civilization. Now, he says that actually the two of you were together, and he says that there was, he says, like, astronomy. You did some star, like, worked with the stars. Yes, there is angelic, and he says also, like, starseed roots, of course, but he says here on Earth, you brought that energy here on Earth, and he says you've done it in two forms. And he says that you were very connected to faith and divine intervention, and that the two of you taught it to others in your community.
Wow.
So, like, it gives me chills, and I truly believe it, because this is the most beautiful thing, guys. Once I tell you everything, you're going to be like, what the heck? It's crazy.
You can say what the fuck, and Eric would say that, okay? It's okay.
Okay, well, he has been making me crack up, like, I was so nervous before this, and he, like, put songs in my head that were so inappropriate, and, like,
oh,
you know, just, he talks to me all the time that it's crazy. Once I get through this whole story, you're going to be like, what in the world? But
Eric, Eric, were you guys a couple? Had a romantic past lives together? Or platonic ones? Or a mix?
They have been. They've also been brothers. He says they've rotated in different types of, he calls them partnerships.
Okay.
Partnerships. But in many of the connections that they've had together, there's been some sort of a divine purpose.
Yeah.
So there's been something that is connected to large groups of people.
Wow. Mm-hmm. All right, Amanda, I'm sorry to
I couldn't.
On that,
that's okay,
that
yeah.
Yeah.
No problem, yeah. I couldn't ever think about that when I was in such a hard place, you know, when your show first started.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'll get to everything, and it'll all make – it's a beautiful circle that I'm starting to realize, and it's crazy.
Yeah.
Awesome. But to get back to it, I want to get into what's been going on since that angelic Reiki class that I took literally, like, 4 months ago. I'm not kidding you.
Yeah.
Four months ago, all the doors opened from that day. I have been channeling. I have been doing readings for – it's been insane. But, okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Since the angelic Reiki class, Archangel Michael had been hanging out with me a lot. Sometimes I would even see him with my physical eyes when I woke up beside my bed, like, guarding me and protecting me. My biggest fear doing angelic Reiki was opening my, because I do come from, like, a spiritual background, just like Eric kind of brought up, like, very spiritual,
mm-hmm.
very rooted.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely believe in God. So my biggest fear in doing angelic Reiki was opening myself up to the energies. There can be negative and positive. You guys know about that. Lisa and you.
Oh, yeah.
We all are in the same. I totally vibe with you guys for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So what I learned is you're always in control, though, and now I know that. And Archangel Michael really worked on that with me.
Yeah.
One thing, too, that I want to bring up is, like, angels don't actually have wings. It's their aura. Everyone thinks that, I mean, they give us signs for feathers now because that's, you know, just a sign. But to me, from what I've channeled, is it's their aura. Yeah.
Yeah.
Another thing with signs, like I had heard so many people talking about feathers, and one night I was just like, well, why can't I get feathers? I get these other signs. I want feathers. Like, what's going on? The next day I got 4 freaking feathers. The day after that, I found a cluster of feathers in my backyard. I'm in my yard all the time and I never see feathers. I literally had to laugh out loud and just thank them and give gratitude. So
oh my
for
God,
people
they,
listening,
they,
like,
they had
ask,
to murder
yeah.
a morning dove. Oh, geez.
Oh, no. But, yeah, so ask
somebody
for signs from your
watch.
Angels.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, ask for signs from angels. That's just a reminder. Like, they are there. They are all around. If you don't consider yourself intuitive, even though we all are, start by asking for some simple signs, like repeated numbers, feathers, pennies. Just ask. And another thing they want to know is like that they want everyone to know is they don't really care about being praised. They like gratitude, but just talk to them like you would a friend. But make sure to give honest, you know, genuine gratitude. Okay.
Yeah.
Sidetracked a little, but sorry. So from that class, I can now connect with angels, collectives, which is crazy. That's a whole other rabbit hole.
Oh wow.
And then spirit guides. Another really cool thing is my grandma Hattie on my dad's side passed away from suicide before I was ever born. I always knew she was a lovely lady, always catering to people, just a good human who was going through a really hard time and nobody knew the extent of her pain. Even though I never knew her from a young age, I would tell my parents I felt like I knew her. And I finally found out on my own after this class. She took training on the other side, and she became one of my spirit guides before I ever came to Earth or was born. Yeah. Mm. She's literally always around me, guiding and protecting me.
Mm.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So now I want to get into Eric. Back to Eric, circle around. So I was in Utah, I guess it's been about a month now, 3 or 4 weeks ago, visiting family. Keep in mind, I had not been following along with the Channeling Eric page for years. I
remember that.
Life. I stopped.
Yeah.
I was riding in the car, and I'm in the passenger seat, and then I freaking see Eric riding alongside our van on a motorcycle. I was just like, what in the world? Like, it's been years. What the hell? Like, he was very quick to tease me about my crush on him that I used to have, and he took so much fun at me. Like, I was so red in the face. But he explained to me now that he's a guide for me now. He said, it's crazy. And he periodically showed me visuals of, like, us riding together on a motorcycle. And I am a married woman now, and he knew, like, he just knew how to embarrass me. I would never ride a motorcycle on a highway either.
Not this lifetime, you never know.
Eric told me we would be working together and that I needed to reach out to you as my next step. And I was like, hell no. Like, I can't. I'm scared. He mentioned,
why do people do that? You guys, it's not, I don't want to be put on a pedestal. I'm just a regular person. I put one.
You literally, like, you, yep. Understand
but
that, but you have done.
Spend some time with my family, and they will share all my quirks and flaws, and they are so numerous. It's like they use it as statements of endearment, but it's just crazy how flawed.
Get it?
I am.
But you have to understand the impact that you've had on my life. You're the one that did this. Yes, he did it too, but you were the one that took that step. You were the one that took. All this crap, mean comments and stuff on the internet,
not good.
Like, you're rocks. Like, I'm serious. You're amazing. Like, you got me through so many hard times when I never knew I even had a connection at all. So, where was I at? So he told me I needed to reach out to you He said I had a lot to teach and that people would be able to relate to me, even though I'm 29, which makes me, you know, makes me nervous. I was pretty hesitant. I didn't do it for days, and he kept on checking back on me, and I finally gave in. I looked up your page. I started writing an email, and I had Eric help me with it. He gave me crap throughout the entire email because I kept overanalyzing it, and he was like, just send it. I was just like, so he was like, it was fine a long time ago. I couldn't think of a subject, and I asked Eric, I was like, well, what's going to grab your mom's attention? He was like, put Eric in his motorcycle. I did.
Uh-huh.
And then, so one thing left to another, and I'm here. I really didn't expect a response, but I think Eric's got other plans. One thing, too, is Archangel Michael, he kind of took a back seat, and Eric's kind of just taken over with everything. It's been me and him, and Eric's told me that I'm going to help people and help to teach people how to connect intuitively and simplify things so it's not intimidating. It's crazy. I mean, once you learn the basic tools and practice, it's like building a muscle and you'll get it down. It just came rushing at me. So, but for everybody, even if it's slow, you can definitely build it up. He said, I'm going to help people explain angels and guides and tell people how to access the Akashics and everything. It's absolutely
awesome.
Crazy. It's full circle. I've, you know, my story's a little messy and I'm still, you know, I'm going through continued recovery, but it's night and day.
How are you doing with the eating disorder?
I'm doing so much better. Yeah, it's night and day since the angelic Reiki and since doing this work on myself and everything. Like course recovery with eating disorders, it's going to take time. I'm not going to consider myself recovered for at least a year, probably more than that, but I'm so much better.
Maybe,
and I have tools now. I have tools now to help me, you know. It's crazy.
You had the divine on your side too. You guys know you can always ask for help from the divine. I mean, for example, if you want to get into mediumship, you can always ask for his help. I mean, don't be afraid, like, oh, he must be too busy, because, you know, he can...
I didn't even know. That's what's crazy. Like, I went to this class, this angelic Reiki class, to help work on myself and heal myself. It was never in my plans, never in my cards to be a medium, ever.
It came rushing
in at me, and I feel like 100% that's what I'm supposed to do. And then it just kind of worked out like magic. Eric came in after all these freaking years, and I'm just like, it's still crazy to me, but it's really beautiful. And
so he says he never really left you. He says he never really left you, Amanda.
Oh.
He says that he really stuck around you. But he says it.
I know now.
I'm sure you do.
Yeah.
And all just the right timing and everything. And he's saying how, you know, what you've gone through with the ED and everything, he says is your purpose, you know, healing.
Needed to go through that. Yeah, I understand now. And I've chatted with Eric about it, but I kind of needed to go through the ED in order for me to find my purpose. And that's why it opened up at that point. Cause I finally, the day I confronted it is the day that it just freaking opened the door to it.
And so many people that you will help, like, with what you've gone through.
So.
Too,
so I just want to help people.
Genuinely.
Like, my heart, I love people so much. I love helping people.
That.
And it's, I'm just so excited for the future. And not just with mediumship, but with people all sizes to know that, you know, it's like, get help. It doesn't matter what your size is. ED doesn't have a type. Get help.
Yeah.
Men have men than people think that have ED problems. Okay, let me ask Eric a general question about ED. Is there sometimes some sort of past life thing going on? And so what is it?
He said that a lot of it is connected. He goes, there's past life, but he says it's connected to self-worth.
Oh, yeah.
And the self-worth, he goes, well, that can come from so many different directions in a past life. So he says it's just...
And present life.
Exactly. And he says, so think of it as any other addiction.
or anything else that we go through that we're looking to heal, because so many are connected to self-worth.
Yeah.
A lot of it is ancestral too. So self-worth for sure, motherline stuff for me personally, it's been working on that motherline. And I'm like, who do you want to channel it? You know, but yeah, it's for me, for sure, self-worth right on with that, Eric and Michelle, and motherline issues, cut and cord.
Mm-hmm. Is that usually the case, Eric, there's motherline issues?
Well,
more than
Eric said, depending on what the addiction is, like, so it depends on, because a lot of us, and he says that many of us, in this lifetime that are empathic, that have been, like myself included, that have worked through addiction. And, you know, it's not only self-worth, but we are bringing forward generational healing. So, you know, whatever the, you know, addiction coming in all shapes, sizes, and forms that we're working through, and we're healing that through this lifetime. So he says it's not uncommon for a lot of us that are really into our healing journey, working in mediumship, that we have healed many generations, those that are in the physical and in spirit as well.
Yeah, and just to add on to that too, that makes me think and bring up, like, the world right now is totally changing, and so many people are starting to see this shift in energy. It's all energy. And light workers are freaking, they're all coming together. Like, we are coming out. Like, it's going to be, it's going to be great. It's exciting.
Mm-hmm. It is. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have to go through a lot of crap and chaos.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, there's still at the bottom of a thing of water. It's being stirred up. It looks messy. But then eventually we're going to be able to, you know, I don't know. That's not a good metaphor, but whatever. It was used for the
Osama.
But long, no, it's not that great. But anyway, so, okay, tell us how you, specifically you, personally would like to change people's lives. You want to take them to their Akashic records. You want to do Reiki healing. You want to help people with ED. I mean, you want to be mostly stick to the channeling or, tell us.
Wherever I'm guided, honestly, like I said, this all kind of, and up like 4 months ago, I confronted my ED 6 months ago. It's ever since then, when I'm getting massages done, spirit comes in. I had a grandfather come in the other day. So when I'm out and about, like if people need help, I want to be able to help. Past life readings, have been something that's come forward for me immensely. A lot of people need healing from their past and need cords cut and things like that. That's huge for healing right now.
Yeah.
So
I've looked at the website and it's pretty incredible. I mean, obviously you have intuitive sessions, angel readings. So,
readings.
You know, and you have the past life
angel readings.
And you have developing your intuition package where you train people to develop their own intuitive abilities. And of course you have the ability to do different, you know, angelic Reiki on people, right?
And when I do angelic Reiki, I always thought I was doing it wrong in training because I would get all these freaking messages coming through, and usually it's like you're quiet and stuff, but I've just learned to go with it, and if spirit wants me to tell people something or help them in the session, then I'm going to talk in it, and it's been crazy. And then, like I said, with Eric in the mix now, he came through like, 3-4 weeks ago. And now with him in the mix, he's literally talking in my ear all the time telling me that I'm needing to work with him. So it's just, I've got, you know, lots of fun stuff going on. I don't know what the future holds. I feel that this is my purpose. I want to reach as many people as possible,
help as
many people as possible. And, see where that takes me.
Now, if somebody books a reading with you, can they ask if Eric can join in for fun, or does he just butt in?
I mean, I haven't been offering anything like with Eric because, I don't want to. I'm hesitant with that. It's your. I mean, he's your son, and You have mediums and stuff. And
he's everybody's rascal now. I don't own him. I mean, you know, I love him, but I don't like have a patent on him or anything, you know.
I do my own healing session. Yeah.
His death, what am I going to do with that? Seriously, I'm going to keep it to myself? No. In order for me to heal, I had to make lemons and, you know, do whatever he wanted me to have him do and to facilitate that. And to strangle that would mean I accomplished nothing with his death.
Yeah.
Nothing. You know?
I mean, he came through in a session. I had my own healing session with my healer. I think that's really important too. It's better than therapy for me. And he came through in my last one, making me laugh in serious moments. And he was talking to her and in that way. But I haven't opened it up to other people yet. I feel like I need to talk to you guys first and communicate.
He's got plans for you, Amanda. He's got plans for you.
Yeah, he's his own guy. He doesn't need mommy to give him permission. Seriously.
I think it's just full circle that I'm even talking to you right now, and he keeps telling me that I'm going to be working with you guys, and, like, I'm going to know you guys and, like, know the team. So I don't know. We'll see what happens. I still question things. I still sometimes have doubt because it seems too good to be true, because now that I see it, it's like it is a dream now. You know what I mean? I do want that now.
Yeah,
it's my ideal.
Dream turned into a reality.
Awesome.
Eric, how can you make her feel better about that? Because she doesn't need to be
doubting. He's been working on me, but still, he has been doing a lot of work in me. I've been doing a lot of work on me.
Oh, good, good.
But, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead, Eric.
He says, she knows, and he says, keep doing what you're doing. Keep going forward. And he's also, you know, he's really commending you, Amanda, because he says, you know, it takes a lot of guts to step out of your comfort zone and to really step out. Because he says you have really stepped up. And that's also another, like, I mean, this is what you're meant to do. And you know that. And he says, but when you stand in that, and you stand in that with trust, and that is not easy. That's a vulnerability. That's a lot of trust and a lot of faith. And when you stand out there with that and you just keep going forward, he says, that's power right there. And that's what's going to continue to take you forward and continue to take you to places that he says you can't even see yet. But he does have a lot of plans with you. He has a lot of plans with you. And he's done this. He says, we've done things in different areas in the world before, and we're going to do it again.
No.
It's awesome.
We're going to be friends.
How can people get in touch with you? I know, but you might as well just spill it out. Spill the beans for everybody.
Yeah, so my website is pretty simple. It's just amandaholderness.com. So AmandaHolderness.com. That's pretty much how you can get in contact with me. That's the best way to reach
me. Everything. Paola's going to attach everything. I'm going to have it all forwarded to her so she can put it in the, it's in the description here.
Right.
But we're also on the YouTube link, so you guys can see all of her information and her Instagram and everything on there, so you can check her out.
All right. So, Amanda, can you hold on while we're going to take callers, and maybe you can help channel for them.
Of course.
All right.
Absolutely.
So,
absolutely.
Awesome. All right. So we got somebody from a very long Australian telephone number. Hi there. How you doing?
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, Amy. How are you?
Hi, everyone. I'm Amy from, calling from Australia. Thank you so much for taking my call. And, yes, I just want to reiterate a little bit of what Amanda just said about you. Thank you to you, Elisa, and Michelle, and Eric. And also, most importantly, I also really want to thank the listeners and everyone who's called in. I'm, like Amanda, I am absolutely terrified to be on this call right now.
Well, baby, it's just us, man. I mean, you're God, just like everybody else, right?
Yes, I feel I was thinking earlier, I feel like the last time I was this nervous was when I was sitting on Santa's lap asking for a present many decades ago.
Well, did you get your present or not? That's the real question.
Yeah, I did, and that's why I think I'm here. But I just wanted to thank all the callers who called in the past, present, and future, because I enjoy this listening every week, and I learn and I laugh and I cry with all of you. And I personally feel like it's taking a tremendous amount of courage to speak today. And so I just thank everyone who calls in and shares their lives with everyone.
Beautifully said.
That is beautifully said.
Sorry?
I said that is beautifully said.
It is beautiful.
Oh, so with that said, I'm really hoping that my question will help others, because I do feel like I'm sitting on Santa's lap right now. I was just hoping that Eric might be able to give me a little bit of guidance with regards to identifying the root cause of an illness that I've had for about 13 years, have been unable to work full-time for 10 years. Mm. It relates to serious digestion and elimination issues. And I have, about 3 months ago, I did the microbiome and gut optimization. And maybe I'm not being patient enough, or I just got my latest blood, and although it's helped incredibly, I've had reduced bloating, my digestion has gone up, I can eat beans again. So there's been some great improvements, but my nutritional deficiencies are as low, or if not lower, than they were last time. And so I was just wondering if I could get any guidance. Maybe I need to wait longer and the gut stuff's still healing, or if maybe there's another path I could take.
Yeah, no, I know Amy has ordered the complete physical body detox of chemicals, heavy metals, toxins, et cetera. I have not done that on her yet, but first of all, will that help, or should we change something else? How can we help her? Or do I need to customize thing for her?
Yes. So what Erica says is that, okay, he gives me this, and he says it right in bright letters that he's showing me, says patience, because you are in transformation right now. Mm-hmm. So, and he says, you know this, like you intuitively feel this. You intuitively feel. So he's just saying, you know, if you really ask yourself where things are at, he goes, you said it. You said it right out loud. He says, you're in transformation. Am I not waiting long enough? And he says, it does take time, because this didn't come overnight. And he said that this was connected into, there's some past life energy. He says, now that's been released. But he says a couple things that you can do is, he says, one of the biggest things that's connected into the stomach area is, he says, deserving, feeling deserving of it. He says this is connected into self-worth. And he says the biggest thing that you could do right now is hold on to optimism, because you are in transformation. He says this is happening. He says the only thing that starts to hold it back and shift it, and he goes, and remember what you're experiencing right now, the results that you're getting right now are based upon what's already been created. So you haven't experienced the results that are going to happen. But to allow that to come out, he says you have to connect into optimistic energy. And are you deserving? He goes, do you feel that you really deserve it?
It's interesting because, you know, the service I'm going to do on her is going to include a boost in self-love and another free service
that would help.
Part of our little sale. So do you think that's why she was...
That would help. That
nudged
would help.
Okay.
What else can I do
to help? And also, I would like Amanda to tap into her angels or whatever and help her. Yeah, but how can I help, Eric?
So what I got, very similar, past life stuff, but you've cleared that. I was asking timeline, and I get a huge yes on in about a month's time. You're going to really see a difference. It's not going to cause you issues down the road, but I see about a month timeline, you're going to notice a big difference. I also feel like meditation and like affirmations, again, self-love, I feel like that's going to be a big thing for you to get into.
That's a big thing for almost everybody, me included. Yeah. Yeah. A lot of us have been told by the world, you're not enough. And yeah, me included. So I struggle with that all the time. What about ascension? Is she going through ascension? Is that part of the problem? You're talking about transformation. Could that be part of it?
It's all part of it, because Eric says that part of transformation, and he was just saying when Amanda was talking there, he was saying about this being a cycle. And he says that a lot of the cycles that have been ending right now are between 9 and 13 years. And he says, actually, your cycle ended at the 10-year mark. So for the last 3 years, he says, and maybe you could confirm this, but he says it's like you were at your wit's end, like at the wit's end with everything. Oh. And he says, and that's what started to drive that change. So you've actually been in the new energy, but he says what happens is when we don't see any end in sight, or when we feel like we're just going to continue to have the same problems, it's like we kind of continue on this hamster wheel, even though we're not really doing that. But he said it's where the mind space goes, and so we create that experience. So he says, with this information that we've given you today, and Amanda, you are so spot on with the timing, because that's exactly what Eric said. He kept giving me the number four.
Mm-hmm.
The number four. Mm-hmm. So that'd be 4 weeks. So that is exactly where you're at. And this, absolutely everything on your energy speaks, have patience, because this is your change in ascension. Yes, it is. And this is also connected to the next stage in your life. And you're a healer. You're a healer.
I feel that.
So,
I feel that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow. All right. Awesome. Amy, maybe call back in a couple of weeks and get some follow-up, or, you know, in a month.
Yeah, call us in a month.
Yeah, please.
Sorry, can I just clarify? Get the service that I've just ordered, and within a month I should start healing, or just patient, stay static?
Patient. Be patient.
So I don't need any more.
You don't have to. You don't have to. But you can, like Amanda was saying, about any affirmations or anything to help boost yourself up, because that's just, it's like the optimism, right? Because it's
Can she cancel the body detox? I mean, it comes with the self-love boost, but she can order that separately, maybe. I don't, you know, I mean, does she need the detox or not?
She doesn't have to have the detox, but he said the self-love boost would be helpful.
Okay.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah, email Lucas, and he'll cancel that, and you can reorder the boost in self-love, or you just wait.
Okay, all right, thank you so much to everyone. And thank you again, Alisa. I just, again, want to reiterate what Amanda said. If it wasn't for you, and the number of times I've cried from my heart reading some of the comments that you endure for the good of all of us. So I just want to reiterate that it's not putting you on a pedestal. It's about sheer love and gratitude for the services that you provide all of us. So,
I mean,
thank you.
Amy, you have a way with words. Awesome. I think you should write a book.
Kidding. Beautiful.
I'm serious. I'm not blowing smoke. I mean, you just know how to make people feel good, and I think that's a healer in you. I really do. So we need to maybe explore that together in the future. You know?
Well, thank you so much, and thank you for taking my call today. I definitely feel like Santa's visited me big time today. Thank you.
Oh, awesome.
You're welcome. I believe in Santa Claus. All right. Okay, let's take the next caller. I love Amy. She's pretty cool. Okay, so we're going to take somebody from the 651 area code. Hi there. How you doing?
Hi.
Hi.
Christiana.
How are you? Are you there?
I'm good. How are you? Yeah, I'm good.
Hi.
Could I ask a question?
Of course. First of all, what's your name? I mean, not your full name, of course, but at least your first name and where you're calling from, and then your question.
Christiana calling from Minnesota.
Christiana. Minnesota. I got a lot of Norwegians up there, I bet.
Yeah.
Like my husband.
I was wondering,
all right, how can we help you, baby?
I was wondering about moving.
Yeah.
If they see that by January of next year into my own place.
Where are you living now?
I live in White Bear.
Okay.
White Bear Lake.
Okay. Do you live with your parents or friends or?
Mother.
Your mom, okay. So what do you think, Eric?
Eric says by January. It doesn't look like by January. Let me just see here. You may have something closer to March. What Eric is saying is he says, are you having some health issues?
Well, yeah. I mean, I have diabetes, among a few other things.
Oh, my God. Okay. I just got that in my mind, too. Diabetes. Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Because what Eric is saying is he says, you know, take this time right now to – like prepare yourself, because he says that you're in a period of change, but he says it's like taking care of how you feel, taking care of your health, and he says in planning out your move, because he just says you need a little bit more time, and he says come springtime you're going to have a much better option. It's going to be a lot easier. He says don't try to push it too hard.
The divine timing for sure. It's not, it's just, it's not time yet. That's what I got as well. Just be patient and trust that, you know, you have your highest good, you know, in mind.
That's good. All right, there's hope. That's awesome. Eric, help her with her diabetes. Help her with her move. Help her, baby, please. She sounds like a sweet woman, and I just feel like you're going to be able to help her. So, just call upon Christiana, please call upon him from time to time, okay?
He says you got it.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling. Her voice, oh my gosh, is she? I can tell she's very
sweet.
Sweet. Uh-oh, what's going on? We have a accordion going on. Hi there, how you doing? 845, Erica, what's up? Are we going to have a party?
What is going on?
I saw this cartoon by Gary Larson or something where he said, my idea of hell. And it's hell.
Oh, Fiona,
everybody's playing accordion. Funny.
Yeah.
Anybody home?
Hello?
Oh, there you are. You can put down
your
accordion.
You?
You put down your accordion, I see. I'm kidding. We heard music.
Hi, I go in Italy. How are you? My name is Maria. You know me.
Hey, Maria. What's going on, girl? What you got for us?
All right. I'm going to go next month. You see me? I'm going to buy a house over there. The people, they're going to treat me good.
Where?
What do you think?
In Texas?
Say it again. I know you.
In Texas?
No.
Where?
Italy.
Oh, my goodness. Take me with you. I loved Italy. So any questions you got for us, Maria?
What? Yeah, when is this? I'm going to buy the house over there. What do you think?
What do you think? When? Timeline.
Oh, when are you going to get the house?
Yeah.
Well, it'd be a big yes for definitely move. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, no, you're right on. Amanda, you go, girl.
Go, girl.
Well, I was going to say I get a huge yes for moving. I hadn't gotten into timeline yet. I'm still working on that. Eric wants to chime in with you, and you've got something. Go ahead while I work on this.
That's exactly it. It's actually, what I got from Eric was huge success with getting a house, but he says be patient, and he also says, some more like discipline in your life with like what you're looking for, exactly what you want. Because it's like you've manifested the ability. So what exactly do you want? Like what things do you want? He goes, be real clear about it, and that will come into your reality. Looks like about a 6. He's showing me a 6, and that doesn't feel like 6 weeks. It's more like a 6 months plus looking at. But he says to be patient. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I want to buy the house near the water.
Near the water, yes, yes. He says,
okay.
Be
sure you have an extra bedroom for me, Marie, okay?
Anytime.
And me too.
Anytime.
Yeah.
I want to buy a little villa over there near the water.
Oh,
beautiful.
When I was 16, going on a bicycle ride around the northern Italian lakes, and I came upon Lugano, I said, I'm going to live there one day. Not happened, but maybe one day I can at least visit. All right, thanks, Maria, for calling.
Thanks,
okay.
Maria.
Okay. Got some. This is fun. This is 757 years old. How are you doing?
Hello.
Hi there. What's
Hello,
up?
Hello, Disney from Virginia Beach.
Okay,
hear you.
Hi.
My love and light and a lot of appreciation. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a question for Eric. I'm going through change right now in my career and my house, like family-wise. Are you bearing advice for me from Eric, career and family-wise?
The question be repeated? I had trouble.
Go ahead, Andre. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just said I'm going through a lot of changes right now in my career, and it's definitely affecting my family. And I'm asking Eric if he has any advice for me, like family-wise, career-wise for me.
Yes,
yeah,
so family.
Help me go through this.
Things of the family, things of the career are affecting his family life. Eric, go.
It is.
Yeah. Yeah, because what Eric is showing me is that you've got, like, there's some stuck energy there. What would it mean to you to say, because Eric is like, surrender to the situation, because he says you're trying to put a lot of control to the situation. He says sometimes you just have to put your hands up in the air and just
Andre.
Let go.
That is so Andre. Mm-hmm. I know Andre.
Mm-hmm.
From previous
mm-hmm.
calls, yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And how what would be the best way to do so? Because I have no idea how to do it. It sounds so simple, but it's not in my head.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I have trouble surrendering certain things too, and they say just surrender it. How? It's like saying, don't think of a pink elephant, and that's all you think about. It's very difficult. So yeah, Eric, how can people surrender and let go?
Well, Eric says, he goes, you know, surrender is it's not. He goes, it's when we have some sort of force in something. So he says it's like saying, okay, this is what where is the fear? Because he says surrender is usually the opposite to surrender is fear. And so we tend to put control around something when we've got fear there, when we're afraid of the outcome. He goes, so where surrender comes in is like putting your hands up and saying, well, what if this happened? Because he says the thing is when you try to do all kinds of things to control, to make it so that this doesn't happen, well, I'm going to do this and do this and do this so that this doesn't happen. And when it's really hard, when you're putting all your resources in to try and stop something from happening, he says then when you've got that much effort, so the thing that you have to realize is what's going to happen, it's going to happen. It's going to find another way to go around, just like something that is good for you is going to find another way to go around. So he says, taking your hands up is relaxing a little bit, taking a deep breath and saying, where am I putting so much energy forward? Where am I trying to make things happen so bad that it's starting to cause problems in my life?
Is this about my family life? Is this about my relationship with me and my wife?
Yes. Yes.
So,
and I know, I know we've talked about a little bit about this before.
Yes. You know, sometimes you just have to let go and say, you know what? I'm an eternal being. What the fuck is the worst that can happen to me? I mean, you have to just think about, like, you have to put yourself at that 30,000 feet as a perspective and look at this big, giant chessboard of life. And you know, you got to stop being the pawn just being moved around by circumstances and say, man, I'm the chess player. I'm the one that's going to move these, you know, chess pieces away and be okay with whatever outcome there is. Because, hey, we're eternal beings. Not much bad can happen to us.
Eric's just adding to Andre, remember, you can only control yourself and how you react to situations.
Exactly.
You can't control everything else
right.
around you and how other people do things. And he says, keep that in mind. You can only do the best you can do with what you can do yourself, your actions and your reactions. That's surrender.
Yeah.
It's making sure what you do is aligned with how you really feel, not trying to do what you think other people think you should do or what you
and not
need
tying
to
it
do to keep the situation.
Yeah. Not tying it to your wife's needs and wants and stuff necessarily, okay?
That's right.
Is that a lot like a defeat? It feels like a lot like a defeat, defeating and defaulting. And surrendering.
Not at all, actually. Surrendering is very powerful.
It's very powerful. It's divine. Letting go is a piece of divinity, okay? It's not giving up.
Mm-mm.
It's giving up if you say, well, I'm going to let my kid drown. I'm not going to go jump in the lake and save him. But when you're, well, Eric, you're best to say this. I mean, this is a very important topic.
Surrender.
And we need to make this a special topic, actually.
And really, Eric says we do need to talk about this separately because it is a big one. But Andre, remember, surrender is because you can't control another person. There's nothing you can do to control another person. You're only able to control your own being, your own reactions, your own actions. And so when you say surrender, the mind and the world kind of has the word surrender mixed up as, just as you said, as a weakness. That is not true. Surrender is a strength in saying that I know that I'm going to be okay no matter what. And what I'm saying is I love this person enough that I want to be with somebody, or I want to be in a situation that wants to be with me or does on their own account what they need to do, that I don't feel like I have to push all the bricks and do everything around to make things happen. It's a very exhausting way to live.
In other words, you have
and
to have faith
not,
in the other
real.
Person. You have to have faith in
That's
the
right.
other person to do
That's
their
right.
part. Plus, it's kind
That's
of like
right.
vulnerability, which people say, oh,
yeah.
I don't want to be vulnerable. No, vulnerability is beautiful. It is it's a sense of power. It really is. And,
That's how you move stuck energy. That's how you move stuck energy.
Yeah, and what I'm getting, your heart
one,
space. Like, you've got a bunch of stuff stuck in your heart. It's heavy. So, like, work on the heart space. Energy work would be helpful for you. If you're not into that or not open to that, like meditation, that can really help you. And ask for help. They are all around you. Ask for Eric. He can help you. But you've got to ask. And you've got to believe, too. So, I mean, calling in, yes, you should continue calling in and asking for help, but everything that you need is also within you.
That's right. But also, I know I have a caller here that needs to hear this, that's on the line. This is also surrendering to difficult situations, experiences, grief, okay, the loss of someone. So it's not just surrendering to circumstances, I mean, to a person, and, you know, a relationship, but it's also the power of surrendering to loss. So we'll talk more about this. We don't have much time. We don't have any time left. I don't want to run to their show.
We'll do a show about that.
One more thing, because it felt like I'm defaulting, because I understand that we meant to, like, our relationship is just not a relationship.
Okay, we have less than 10 seconds, so I'm going to have to use that to say, Amanda Holderness, you're awesome, AmandaHolderness.com, and of course, Michelle at thehealingh-art.com, and of course, Eric, I love you. I love you all, okay? So we're gonna have a special session, maybe with Amanda and Michelle, about surrendering, because I think this is and vulnerability.
Yeah.
I think it's really important.
Mm-hmm. That'd be awesome. Thanks, Amanda, for joining us.
Thank you. Love you all.
Eric says love you. Love you, Lisa.
I love you.